This Warsaw football team was 3-3 after losing the heartbreaker at Concord and then losing in overtime to Plymouth here at Fisher Field. It looked like their season could be spiraling out of control because Mishawaka was coming here the following week, but they beat Mishawaka, then went to Northwood and rallied from down 21-0 in the first quarter to win that game 35-21, and they haven't lost since. And now they lead in the regional championship game over Lafayette Jeff 23-21 with 12 minutes to play, and the Tigers with first and goal from the 7. Pitch right, Quentin Brock turns upfield at the 5, he scores! Touchdown, Tigers! On the first play of the fourth quarter, Quentin Brock from 7 yards out, it's 29-21.
That's that rocket toss off to the right-hand side. Good perimeter blocking, good blocking by the offensive line, and a good cutback there by Quentin Brock to score a touchdown, and he was relatively untouched. So great run, great play call there.
Smite down for the point after. Good snap. Spot is down. Kick is up. Kick is good. 30-21. Tigers by 9. 11:55 left to go. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. By the way, if you haven't been into the heart medicine yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Warsaw with the lead in the fourth quarter of the regional championship game here at Fisher Field. 30-21. Still a long way to go. 11:55. Left to play here in the fourth. Smythe about to kick off.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. There is a lot of time. Obviously, Lafayette Jeff has a quick strike offense. So, be a good test for our defense here. See if we can get another stop here.
Smythe puts the ball in the X at the 40-yard line on the north side of the midfield stripe here at Fisher Field. The wind blowing gently from his right to left. And the run up and the kick. It's a good kick, but wait a minute. Warsaw was offsides. So each team has been offsides on a kickoff tonight. We haven't seen that. Well, we saw it once, I think, all year. But again, if he says it's offsides, I believe him. And now Bart Curtis calls Mason Smythe over and gives him some instructions. They back the ball up to the 35, and Smythe will kick it again.
Because you're right, we haven't seen that called all year.
No.
And we see it twice tonight.
By the way, they have one guy in the third wave of their kick return team. So the sidelines between the 20 and the 30 are wide open on both sides. If Smythe wanted to try to land one in there, you've got two really fast guys for Warsaw on each side. Smythe is going to do that exactly, but it's going to be high enough. It's going to be caught, bobbled by Atkins. He'll make the catch at the 18. He stopped at the 18. He goes down at the 18. The Warsaw kickoff coverage flying here at Fisher Field tonight.
Absolutely. We haven't really seen that all year. That's just it was a good come up, good catch there by Lafayette Jeff, but again, 4, 5, 6 Tigers just on him before he could make it anything upfield. And now the Broncos have it at their own 17-yard line.
Now the pressure's really on their offense. They can't let the Tigers have the ball back without scoring. They're down 30-21 with 11:49 to play. And they're certainly capable of turning this game around. 5 wides, 4 stacked up on the far side. Crowder, knee-high snap, quick throw far side. Warsaw's on it, but the guy who made the catch gets outside the 20 and outside the 25. And they're going to mark him down at the 26-yard line. That's Atkins, who is everywhere for this football team. He's caught more passes than he has run the football. Gain of 8, second down and 2. Back to throw Crowder. Pressure coming from Dippin. He rolls away from it, throws it over the middle, and it is caught. Caught for a first down at the 39-yard line. And again, that is Campbell on the catch.
We just can't let them get in rhythm. That's part of their offense, is just getting in a nice rhythm.
And they're right to the ball, 39-yard line, and they'll hand it off. Atkins up the middle, breaks a tackle, breaks another across the 40 to the 43. It's a gain of 4 yards. Flores Ortega on the stop with Dippin's help. Second down and 6. The Again, right to the bowl. This is as tight a formation as they show. And they're going to send a man in motion. It's Atkins. He'll turn up field on the far side. He's still going. 40-35. And he'll be marked out at the 34-yard line. First down for Lafayette Jeff. And Dippin needs to get off the field. Something's wrong. They're going to let him do that. Warsaw's short alignment, and Ponte will run on in his place.
Must be an equipment issue of some sort.
I don't know. He's coming over for work.
Yep.
From the 34, ball in the far hash mark. Lafayette Jeff down by 9. Crowder takes the snap, dropping deep, looking, fires it deep down the middle of the field, and it's going to be tipped and incomplete. Again, Warsaw going for broke here. Quentin Brock in on defense. And he's the one who got a hand on it, but not enough to reel it in. Second down and 10. 10:28 left to play in the regional championship game. Warsaw a 30-21 lead, but Lafayette Jeff and this dangerous offense has the ball at the Tiger 34. Crowder with Atkins to his left. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, fires it quickly in the middle, incomplete, and there comes 1, 2, 3 flags. Clear pass interference.
Oh, yeah.
And that was Hobegger who got there more than a little early. And we've got an injured player, and I believe it's a cramp for Van Ostrin. Yep, that's what it is. Yep. 10:23 left. This next 10:23 is going to feel like 3 hours.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Warsaw's never won a regional. They've only been this far twice, and this is the second one. And they'll put the ball down at the Tiger 19-yard line. And Van Ostrin, they can't get that cramp to let loose in his calf. And by the way, that – it couldn't have been more obvious pass interference. Jaden got there way too early.
Yep. That's a textbook definition.
And the Warsaw defense has been pretty good in the red zone this season. Justin Shippey running over to the Warsaw huddle. Oh, Justin would like a drink. First down for Lafayette Jeff at the Tiger 19-yard line. The 30-21 Tigers.
That was Hunter's mouthpiece.
Oh,
that's
okay.
That's what happened.
Gotcha. Ball in the far hash mark. The wide side of the field is the left side as Lafayette Jeff goes north here at Fisher Field. Crowder takes the snap, dropping back. Pressure coming, throws it out in the flat. Has his man Atkins, who gets hard at the 15 and goes down at the 14-yard line. That's a gain of 5. And it'll be second down.
What Crowder does a really good job of checking down. Like, he goes to option one, covered, option two, covered, option three, covered. He's just cool as a cucumber, and that time just dumped it off.
Crowder takes a snap, standing on the 20, lofts it to the far corner of the end zone, tipped in the air, incomplete. Good coverage by Strawn, who turned just a millisecond too late. Otherwise, he would have been able to step in front of that pass and intercept it. As it is, it's third down and 4 coming up for Lafayette Jeff with 9:56 left to go.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that play was right for an interception if he would have turned just a little bit sooner.
Warsaw's been pretty good on those plays coverage-wise. Jeff will run some new players onto the field for this third down and 4 play. And they've got Richmond into the game. He's lined up to the left of Crowder. And the Crowder takes a snap, hands off to Richmond. Trying to run away from the pack, he runs forward. He gets inside the 10-yard line. He's got a first down for Lafayette Jeff all the way down to the 6-yard line. It's a gain of 8 for Antoine Richmond and a Lafayette Jeff first down. Quickly to the line they go. 9:48 left to play, clock running. Crowder again to Richmond. Oh, he fell down. He fell down on his own. I don't know how far he would have got, but he fell down on his own back at the 7-yard line. Second down and goal.
Crowder fell down too.
It did rain here this morning, and the turf was a little wet when we got here tonight. Second down and goal for the Broncos from the 7. Crowder takes the snap, drops the throw, throws it out in the flat, got a man wide open, and it is Adkins, and Adkins scores. Adkins scores with 9:09 left to play in the game, and it's 30-27.
Yeah, that was a well-designed play. That tailback came around just kind of like on that wheel route, and it just took a second or two too long for the Warsaw Tiger defenders to get over there, and Adkins did a really good job of getting to the end zone.
Now, what are the Broncos going to do here? Are they going to go for two? It kind of looks like they are. A two-point conversion would get them within one.
I don't understand this.
Well, I think probably what they're thinking, Andy, is they're thinking even if Warsaw scores, we'd only be down by 8. But if they don't,
right, then a field goal just ties.
They're down by 3.
Right.
From the right hash mark, Crowder pitches it out. Richmond looking for the corner, stood up, and he dives, and he didn't make it. He did not make it. The Tigers stop him at the goal line.
Big play.
Nelson and Hombanger were over there. And with 9:09 left, the lead is 3. Warsaw, 30. Lafayette, Jeff, 27. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. That is an 82-yard drive for Lafayette, Jeff, to get them to within 3, but no closer. And now the Tigers are going to get the football back up by 3 with 9:09 left. I know what you're thinking. I'm thinking it too. Warsaw expecting an onside kick. Garrido to it, and he's going to drive it deep. This will be returnable, taken at the 6-yard line. 10, 15, 20. This is Vilma, 25, and he'll get spun around and go down at the 28-yard line. You want to be a Friday night hero, here's your moment, Warsaw Tigers. 9:03 to play. You lead by 3 in the regional championship, and you've got the ball.
Yep, now is a great time. We've seen it a couple times, maybe not to the extent of last Friday, but a couple times, you know, the Warsaw Tiger way, you know, just those sustainable drives. If we ever needed one of those, it's right now.
6 or 7 minutes, capped off with a touchdown.
Oh, man.
That's what the doctor ordered.
Yep.
Sullivan straps on his helmet tight. Lafayette Jeff is going to sell out here on 1st and 10 for the 28, and Sullivan's going to plunge forward. He's got good yardage across the 30 and out to the 35-yard line. That is 7 yards and a first-down carry for Drew Sullivan, and that is simple hat-on-hat football.
Yeah, that is just scheme right there because you're right. You mentioned this a couple times. You know, Lafayette Jeff's defensive line it just looks really big, 250, 260. And, you know, we just have undersized linemen going against these guys, so it is scheme over anything else. It's how we block. It's the holes that we create. And I'm telling you, for quarterback sneak to go 7 yards tells you something.
Second down and 3 from the 35 at the north end of Fisher Field. Sullivan, option play, and Sullivan kept it, and he didn't go very far. As a matter of fact, no gain on the play. It's 3rd down and 3.
Looked like Turf Monster got him, too.
Mm-hmm. That's been happening a lot here in the second half.
Yep. It just looks damp.
It's cold. It's damp. It's a miserable night, unless you're still playing football. And then you're quite okay with it. 3rd down and 3. Ball at the Tiger 36. Play clock at 15 as the Tigers come to the line of scrimmage. Brock wing left. Reed is on the right. Sullivan, option play, keeps it, gets hit, didn't make it. He got out to the 47-yard line. He's a yard short, and it's 4th down. And no thought of punt here.
Don't think so.
No.
It's a long yard, but I mean, that's what you got to do here.
It's almost 2.
Yeah.
Nelson comes into the game. Chisholm was in the game as a wideout. He's off. Clock running, 7:10 left, 4th quarter. 4th down and 2 for Warsaw from their own 38. Warsaw tried to get Lafayette to jump. Jeff wasn't buying it. Timeout called by Warsaw. Play clock was running down on him, Warsaw will take a timeout. 6:57 to go. Fourth down and two coming up with Warsaw leading by three. And we're back at 30 on News Now Warsaw. Wherever you are, whatever you are doing, stop. Just stop for a second. If you're driving, pull over. It's okay. Fourth down and two Tigers from their own 36-yard line. 6:57 left in the regional championship game, and Warsaw leads 30-27. Sullivan with Duncan behind him. Wings on either side of the formation. Drew ducks under center, takes a snap, pitches back. Quint Brock looking for the corner, and he's got it. First down, Tigers, and pushed out of bounds outside the 40-yard line. It gave him the 42. That's a gain of six. First down, Warsaw with 6:50 to play.
You had to kind of guess that play was coming. You know, that was the touchdown play, the winning touchdown against Concord. That was an earlier touchdown here against Lafayette Jeff. Just well blocked, those pulling guard, that pulling tackle. Big hole for Quentin Brock to run through. And that, to me, that was so far, that's the play of the game so far.
Well, file that away. You might need that for here in a little bit. First down, Warsaw, clock stops because Brock went out of bounds from the 42. Sullivan keeps it, gets a block, turns up field, 45-50, 45-40, he's out in the open. Far sideline, 35-30, peeking back over his shoulder. He knows he's going to be caught, and he'll go down. He knew he was going to be caught, and he went down at the 19-yard line. Another long run for Drew Sullivan. He's done it again.
That's the same play. It's the exact same play. Off to the right this time, but a fake to the fullback, and I don't know if it's the Lafayette Jeff linebackers that are biting on that play, but great blocking and great running there by Drew Sullivan.
And we have another injured player for Lafayette. That is another cramp. Another cramp on the far side. 6:39 left. And if you're Warsaw, it's touchdown or nothing here.
Absolutely.
A field goal only puts you up by six.
Yep.
And again, you want to win the regional? The Warsaw fans are yelling at the clock operator to start the clock, but there's an injured player down on the field, so it's completely inappropriate for them to be yelling that.
Right.
The clock stops with a first down until the chains are set, and then they can blow it to start, and he'll wind his arm. But he did not because there's an injured player for the Broncos.
Correct.
What a smart move by Sullivan, too, to go down.
Absolutely.
You can't fumble if you give yourself up like that, and that's exactly what he did.
How many times have we seen in high school, college, NFL games where somebody's running into the end zone and it just gets popped from behind with a fist?
And again, you could say, well, he slowed down because he kept looking over his shoulder. Yep, because he knew he wasn't going to make it. That's where he and Quentin are different.
Right.
And neither one's better than the other at it, but that's how they're different. Brock, on that play, scores and nobody catches.
Correct.
Drew
kind of knows what he is.
Drew's better on fourth and two. Because
Absolutely.
Drew can power more easily through the defense.
Absolutely.
6:39 left. Ball at the Bronco 19-yard line. Warsaw 30, Lafayette Jeff 27. The winner goes to the semi-state next week. If it's Warsaw and Merrillville wins, which at last check they were winning, Merrillville would come here for the most incredible homecoming you could ever think of. If Merrillville wins, Brad Cease, the Warsaw football legend, would bring his Pirates back here to Fisher Field for the semi-state.
Could you imagine?
I can't. I've tried really hard not to. Ball in the left hash mark at the 19. The clock runs now with 6:10 left to play. Sullivan with Duncan behind him. And he'll keep it, and he'll plunge forward. And he's still going all the way down near the 10-yard line. They're going to mark him down at the 11. That's a gain of 8 yards on a first-down carry for Warsaw. And let me tell you, their defense and our offense, the wear and tear of this football game is really starting to show because both teams' guys are starting to get up slower and slower after every play.
Yep, absolutely. And probably had to watch this film back, but just how just the ability of our offensive line to create that hole for on just, again, a quarterback sneak.
5.5 minutes left. Second down and two from the 11. Sullivan takes the snap, keeps it, gets across the 10-yard line, but how far did he get? Not at all. They're going to mark him right at the 10. The Broncos came out with the ball. But the play was blown dead. It's third down and one.
I'm going to say don't go too far with that ball. They'll get you for a delay game.
Yes, they could. They did not. Again, this crew is very savvy. They don't want to do that.
Right.
Because that would give Warsaw first down and a new set of downs. The clock is under 5 minutes left to play. 30-27 Tigers, third down and one from the Lafayette Jeff 10-yard line. Can this offensive line move people around? Play clock to three. They better hurry. And Bart Curtis takes his final timeout with 4:38 to play in the game. Third and one coming up when we come back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 30-27 Tigers, regional championship game at Fisher Field. Warsaw has only been in one ever regional championship game ever. That was in 6A back in 2019. They lost at Merrillville. Ironically, both Warsaw and Merrillville are in 5A now and could meet next week for a trip to the state championship. Third and one, ball at the 10. Lafayette Jeff with four down linemen and three guys at the edges. Sullivan, a whistle, and flags fly. Warsaw did not mind their P's and Q's there. And now it's third down and six with 4:36 to go. Oh,
it's kind of been a recurring theme tonight. Just not only penalties, but just the penalties at the worst time. Third and one becomes third and six. It's happened at least twice. You know, you never want to get penalties, but there's
sometimes the timing is worse than others.
Yeah,
for sure.
And that was one of them.
Yep, no doubt. So now it's third and six. You have two plays to get 6 yards. You're winning 30-27. You do not want the Broncos to get the ball back with a chance to take the lead. Sullivan drops a throw. Pressure coming. Lofts it over the middle. Oh, he was just a bit too high. Just a bit too high. And Grady Nelson was the intended target, and he's down in the end zone. He's been wrestling with some back problems. He was open.
He wants that back.
Oh, wait a minute. We had a flag down anyway.
Oh, I didn't.
Did you see that?
I did not see a flag.
I didn't either.
No.
And it's declined. So it's fourth down. Bart Curtis grabbed Mason Smythe and started to send him out there, and he stopped.
Yeah,
Warsaw is going to go for it here on fourth down and six from the 15. That's why Bart Curtis lives on a lake, and I live in a ranch house. Tough call. He makes it. Sullivan from the left hash mark. Takes a snap, pitches back, and it's going to be a throw into the end zone. Oh, they grabbed it and caught it anyway! Touchdown, Eagles! Touchdown, Tigers! Ethan Eagles, impossible! How did he make a better catch than the two he made last week? Warsaw 36-27 leaders. Holy cow.
So that's that same play. There was that pitch to Quentin Brock, and Quentin had to throw the ball because there was pressure. If he would have held on to the ball one more second, he would have been tackled. Threw the ball. Ethan Egoff turns around, and the ball is like in his belly. That's how he caught it. It just was forced to.
Snap, spot, kick is up. Kick is good. 37-27 Warsaw. 4:25 left to play in the regional championship. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. He's a wizard, that number four. They grabbed his arm. It actually helped him because he spun him towards the ball. And Egoff looks up, and there's the ball, and he caught it about 8 yards deep in the end zone. 4:25 left, 37-27 Tigers. Game still far from over. Smythe tees the ball up just on the far side of the X at the 40-yard line. He'll run to it and drive it high and deep. It is returnable, and here they come out. 10, 15, 20, and out to the 24-yard line. Again, that is Williams on the return. Omar Williams makes the return there. 4:20 left to play here in the football game. 37-27, Tigers by 10.
We'd have to think here. One more defensive stop, and I think things would look looking really good for the Tigers. But that's a big ask. This Lafayette Jeff offense, as we know, is very potent. Can we get that turnover that we've been wanting?
From the 24, 4:20 to play. Crowder, quick throw, far side. Catch made at the 25, 30, 35, and out of bounds. And that looks like that'll be a gain of 11 and a first down.
Missed a little illegal motion there. That slot receiver started the turn to go forward,
William,
just like in the CFL.
Williams with the catch. Ball at the 35, 4:12 left. Crowder fakes right, throws left. Atkins runs upfield. Breaks the tackle, lost the football. It's rolling around. Does Warsaw have it? Warsaw's got it. Warsaw's recovered. It's Grady Nelson again. His fourth in 2 weeks. And with 4:05 to go, the Tigers had the ball with a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter of the regional.
Unreal. Unreal. That's the thing. That's what a defense has to do. You understand that the Lafayette Jeff offense is going to move the ball in chunk plays, and they do. How and when and how that ball, how can you get that ball out? And that ball was punched out. Great tackle, great recovery, and the Warsaw Tigers are sitting very pretty right now.
4:05 to play. Sullivan with Duncan behind him. Takes the snap. Pitches back late. Tucker Reed gets hit. Gets away from one. Gets away from two. He gets across the 45 and will be stopped at the 43. And we'll have a timeout taken here by Lafayette Jeff. We will keep it here this time with 3:56 left to go. That's the first timeout taken by the visitors.
And they've got two more. So this is really the drive that's going to make a difference. If we can at least force Lafayette Jeff to use all the rest of their two timeouts. At the very worst, that's what we need to do.
A first down wins the game.
Pretty much.
A first down here wins the game and punches Warsaw's trip to the semi-state. I think now we can at least have a moment to think about the possibility of that. Hey, while we're doing this, check on that Maryville score. Can you really quick? Appreciate that. Maryville was winning. It was 20-7. It's 34-14. Maryville is going to advance, which means if this score holds, Warsaw, to get to Indy, would have to face number one, number two, and number three in that order in three straight weeks. Second and eight from the 43 of the Broncos. 3:56 left to play. Sullivan, quarterback keeper, gets across the 40-yard line. He'll go down at the 39. Timeout Broncos. We're going to take this one, Steve. 3:53 left to go. 37-27 Tigers. Back here in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Andy and I were just laughing during that timeout. Where was this team after week six? Late in September. They lost to Concord. With 23 seconds to go, they lost to Plymouth. In overtime, when they were up by eight, they had an extra point blocked. They were 3-3 and reeling, and they haven't lost since. And they're up 10 with 3:53 left to go against the number two team in the state of Indiana. Sullivan facing third down and four. Warsaw has to get the ball to the 35-yard line. The Broncos have one more timeout to use. Sullivan is going to pitch it back. Turning upfield. Quentin Brock makes a man miss. 35, 30. Cuts back across the green. Inside the 25-yard line to the 24 with 3:47 to go.
Getting that same rocket toss to the right. It seems to be the direction they like to go. Grid blocking. Looks like they're going to take their last timeout.
They will take their final timeout. We are keeping it here. Can you believe it?
Well, now you're in a situation, too. Now, we're 10 minutes ago, we're thinking, hey, let's get them to use their timeouts, and if we have to punt the ball, we punt the ball, that's fine. But now we're in a situation where let's put it in the end zone again.
And remove all doubt.
Correct.
I don't mind that strategy, Andy.
Yeah.
I kind of like having you around. You know that? I do. Other than you may have to go to the chiropractor because after that fumble recovery by Grady Nelson, I think I pounded a hole into his back. Jennifer, if you're listening, he's going to need a massage when he gets home. 24-yard line, first down and 10 Tigers. 3:47 left. Warsaw 37, Jeff 27. Merrillville is winning. If Warsaw holds on to win, the semi-state is right back here at Fisher Field next week. Sullivan keeps it, turns up field, breaks a tackle, ran into his own guy. Get out of the way, Cam Kaufman. It's down to the 13-yard line. It's a gain of 12. It's another first down. Cam hit him as hard as Sullivan's been hit all night.
Yeah. And I think this is getting back to the point we were both making before the game is Lafayette, Jeff, they have not seen anything like this.
No.
They don't experience this. Teams in our conference, local teams around here, Bart's been here for 7 years. They don't maybe necessarily know it. They have a feeling of what's coming, especially the teams in our conference.
And I don't think he'd have any problem admitting it, but Brad Cease does not want to face worse on this semi-state.
No.
They remember what happened 5 years ago. They don't want any part of that. Sullivan again keeps it, drives right, and gets tackled immediately. 3 minutes left to play in the regional championship. Warsaw 37, Lafayette Jeff 27. This Jeff offense averages 45 a game. They are 18 shy of that, and they average only giving up 15 points a game, and Warsaw's got 37. And second and 10 from the 13. Warsaw has to snap this ball with about 2:20 left. Eagleoff and Chisholm out there. No, check that. That's Reed out to the left. One wing, that's Brock. And it's a quarterback keeper. Sullivan breaks out tackle. Breaks another. Touchdown! Touchdown! It's over! Warsaw's going to win the regional. A 13-yard run by Drew Sullivan drives a stake into the heart of the opponent, and Warsaw has another week to play. They're into the Final Four.
Unreal. We've been seeing that play over and over and over tonight. That fake to the flag. Actually, we've been seeing it over and over this season. They haven't seen it much, but they've seen it a lot tonight. That fake to the fullback, follow your blockers, and just great blocking, and Drew just went in untouched.
Smythe for the point after. Snap, spot, kick is up. You can book it. 2:21 to go in the fourth. 44-27, Warsaw. We're back in 30 seconds for our final break on News Now Warsaw. Austin's the official stat guy for Warsaw football, but he's with us. Austin points to the screen, and Drew Sullivan has rushed 31 times for 311 yards.
Can do that math on yards per carry.
That's pretty good. Unbelievable. Tigers up by 17 on the number two team in the state. After already beating the number one team last week, high, short, pooch kickoff, taken at the 25-yard line, into the 30, into the 32, and that's where Jeff will take over first down and 10.
It's just a long way to go for if you're a Lafayette Jeff fan with 2 minutes and 15 seconds and no timeouts. Not saying that they can't score. Obviously, they can score, and they can score in a hurry. But at this point of the game, they would need three separate scores, which would require getting two onside kicks.
Well, they've had a great season.
Absolutely.
They have nothing to bow their heads for. Undefeated. They beat everybody on their schedule. But they came to Warsaw tonight. The Tigers are going to send them home with their only loss of the year. Crowder back to throw. Fires to the far side. Incomplete. Pass intended on the far side for Omar Williams. Second down and 10 with 2:10 left. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring. Final stats. Connor McCann for the Times Union already headed down to the field. With Warsaw by 17 and 2:10 to go. Crowder back to throw, looks right, throws left, flag down. Atkins takes off up the middle of the field. He'll get past the 35 and out to the 39. Let's see what the flag is.
I think that's going to be an illegal formation.
Tell you what, both of these teams are going to need some time in the whirlpool.
Yeah.
Better warm up the ice bath or cool off the ice bath. Oh, illegal participation by Warsaw.
Oh.
4, 9, 10, 11. They had 11 out there. Must have run one on at the last minute.
Well, no, Hunter came off.
Must not have gone off the field in time.
Maybe not.
Don't forget Tiger Talk tomorrow at 9 a.m. The biscuits and gravy are going to taste pretty good again. And that ham steak that Bart always gets from the diner who feeds our guys. Lane Krebs will be live in studio. He's hoping that there'll be some biscuits and gravy left over. Now there's Dustin Shippey wants to again give the signal to explain what happened. Oh, they declined the penalty and took the yardage.
Yep, absolutely.
So the play counts there. And it's third down and 2. Crowder back to throw. 3-man rush. Zips it over the middle. Too far in front of the intended receiver. And it is 4th down and 3. One last chance for the Broncos offense, which came into the game functioning at such a high level. And you can see why. They've got a quarterback with a rocket of an arm. And they got fast guys all over the place. But when it came down to it, the Tigers made more plays and Jeff with 2 special teams gaffes of the highest order. Crowder, quick throw again near side, caught by Van Ostrin, and he's still in bounds. He'll get a first down out past the 50-yard line to the Tiger 47-yard line. Nope, check that. Yes, 47-yard line. 1:51 left to go in the game. Warsaw 44, Lafayette Jeff 27. Crowder's got Atkins to his right, takes a snap, rolls to his right, looking, firing on the run, too far for the intended target, incomplete. Coverage on the play by Strawn. Williams was the intended target. I'll tell you what, this defense, as the game is going along, this defense is really locked down on Lafayette Jeff.
Absolutely. And that's kind of one of my keys on defense. What my first key was before the game started is to limit their big plays, and I think we've done a pretty good job of that tonight.
1:45 to go, 2nd down and 10. Again, quick throw, far side. Williams cutting in on the screen, 40, 35, to the 30, coming to the near side with a blocker in front, 25, 20, 15, and pushed out of bounds at the 11-yard line. 36 yards on the short throw and long run. And a first down for Lafayette Jeff. And again, that was Campbell on that catch. Rolling right, Crowder. Crowder looking. He's going to run to the sidelines and run out of bounds. Chased out of bounds by Habegger and Hetty. And we have another Tiger down. And this Tiger is face down on the turf, and it's Grady Nelson. It's that back. It's seizing up on him. Been to the chiropractor several times and he just can't lick it.
Let's get him in there.
He's walking off, but he is quite unhappy. 2nd down, it's a gain of 1 yard, by the way, on the carry by Crowder. 2nd down and 9 with 1:26 left to play. Warsaw leading by 17 here in the regional. About to win their first ever regional championship. Crowder takes the snap, play action fake, fires to the middle, throws high, and it's intercepted! It's intercepted! Intercepted by the Tigers! Is that Villema? It is! Villema picks it off with 1:22 to go!
So you got to love that ending. Obviously, we were pretty confident that the game was going to go our way as soon as we put the 44th point on the board. But what a fitting way is to keep Lafayette Jeff out of the end zone, to even give them a chance or a glimmer of hope. Just an errant pass there by Crowder and Villema with a great interception. That's going to put the icing on the cake for the Warsaw Tigers.
And punch our ticket to a place we've
Absolutely.
Never been.
Absolutely.
The whole state's going to be talking about Warsaw football this week, a team that was 3-3. And now, with the ball backed up at their 1 yard line, they can't do the victory formation.
Oh, we've been getting 8 yards a pop on a quarterback sneak. So
it's true. And a flag is down. Delay of game.
Illegal substitution.
Oh, no. Worse had too many men in the huddle.
Yep. What's half the goal of 1 foot?
Nothing, basically.
Right.
Stay tuned after game. Final scoring, final stats, drive the game, play of the game. This Warsaw football team, incredible what they've done here in the last 2 months of football. Sullivan standing in his end zone as he takes the snap, hands off. And that's Robbie Hoffert. Robbie Hoffert with a carry out to the 4 yard line, gain of 3, 1:13 to go, clock running. Cole Kuntz runs onto the field, a senior.
Good for him.
I know the coaching staff does not know what the score is of the Merrillville game. They're trying to get some seniors on the field here. 50 seconds. Warsaw is going to run this down. They'll only have to snap it this one more time if they do it right. Sullivan takes a snap, takes a knee. It's over. The Warsaw Tigers, having never won a sectional 5 years ago, Bart Curtis came, says, let's change that. They did in 2019. Their season ended with a loss to Merrillville. They won the sectional at Concord against the number one team in the state. And then they took on this unstoppable offense from Lafayette Jeff, and they shut them off. 44-27, Warsaw has won the regional championship. Warsaw will host the semi-state next Friday night. Words that no broadcaster from Warsaw has ever spoken. Warsaw football regional champs. Handshake line begins. Post-game coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw wins 44-27. The Warsaw Tigers, 5A regional champions. Regional champions in football for the first time ever. And for the first time ever, the basketball schedule is going to be a little affected, at least the scrimmage. But that's okay. We'll worry about that later. The final stats for the game are brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Warsaw, 20 first downs in the game, 57 rushing attempts, 419 yards. 2 of 5 passing combined for Sullivan and Brock for 40 yards. So they ran 62 total plays for 459 yards. Lafayette Jeff, 19 first downs, 17 carries for a total of 43 yards. They were 29 of 42 passing, Crowder was, for 368 yards. That's a pretty good night at the office. So they ran 71 plays for 411 yards. The difference? Warsaw, 0 turnovers. Lafayette Jeff, with 4 fumbles lost and a interception. 5 turnovers. Because, again, the bad snap, the original one, counts as a fumble that was recovered in the end zone. And then you had the one at the end of the game also. Individually for the Warsaw Tigers, you had Drew Sullivan, 32 carries, officially 310 yards. That's tied for the third most by a Tiger runner in Warsaw school history. You want to know who he's tied with on that list? Take a guess.
Brad Cease.
Yeah. Brad Cease had 310 against Wawasee back in 2000.
Wow.
And Brad Cease is coming here next week. And Warsaw with 459 yards of total offense, 419 yards rushing as a team. That's a pretty impressive total. I'm scanning back, trying to get back to the records page, and I think I'm going the wrong way. It's been that kind of night. We don't care. Warsaw won the football game. That's all we care about. 411 yards or 419 yards doesn't even make the top 10.
Okay.
Think about that. Bart Curtis has been here. This is his seventh season, and it doesn't even break the top 10. But Warsaw wins 44-27. Those are the final stats brought to you by Alderfer Bergen & Company in Warsaw. The play of the game. Andy gets to choose that, and I don't have any idea what he's going to choose. We'll find out next on News Now Warsaw.